Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. Most banks in the U.S. are still running on, fundamentally, the same technology stack that was put in place in the 80s. Traditional FIs are already losing market share to digital-first, non-bank financial players, purpose-built for speed and convenience. And as the nation increasingly embraces real-time payments, the shortcomings of banks' inefficient, inflexible legacy infrastructure will further widen the gap. Joining me today to delve into this further is John Brady, Chief Architect, Head of Engineering at BillGo, and Elisa Tavilla, Director of Debit at Javelin Strategy and Research. It's great to have you both here today. John, to begin, can you speak to the maturity of today's real-time payments ecosystem?
Sure. I think there's some really good real-time payment options out there in the U.S. right now, with FedNow recently becoming live in the U.S., as well as the Clearinghouse real-time payments, as well as some others out there that have been there for a while, like Zelle and, debit card, credit card networks. I think my real concern is around the legacy infrastructure within the banks and the bank's ability to truly process real-time payments. You know, when I look at the payment processing capability and the way that most banks process ACH today, it's primarily batch oriented. The core systems are still primarily batch oriented. You know, they have ways of doing memo post transactions, but the real cores are really truly still batch oriented. And then if you look at the bill pay systems as well, the bill pay systems are still legacy systems that rely on the batch processing and for the most part don't take advantage of real time payments today.
Yeah, John, I think you made absolutely valid points. I agree with that as well. As you mentioned, like for the first time in over 40 years, we have a new real-time payments infrastructure and technology that can move money in real time, as you mentioned, whether it's through RTP or FedNow. And a lot of the existing infrastructure still supports legacy type payment systems, in particular processing in batches, whether it's same day ACH or even the Fed's Fedwire only processes within certain business hours. So I think it's really important that in addition to real time payments technology and infrastructure, the rest of the financial infrastructure, as well as operation, needs to catch up and update to a 24/7/365 type ongoing environment in order to get the most value and benefit out of real-time payments.
Yeah, you mentioned same-day ACH. I mean, the way that banks handle same-day ACH today is they just run the batches multiple times a day. And in order to get to a truly real-time system, you're not going to be able to run a batch for every single transaction. And so, some of that fundamental infrastructure really needs to change in order to handle real-time payments going forward.
Yeah, I think to accommodate that, they had added additional windows or times for processing that same day ACH transactions in batches, but certainly wouldn't work for actual real time, as you mentioned.
I see that as well.
There are many components of real time banking. John, can you break down what they are for the audience?
Sure. So this is the way I think about it. I think of it in kind of four different categories. There's, real-time payments generally is, does the money move in real time from bank to bank? And so, there's been a lot of examples of this in the market, things like Zelle P2P payments, debit card transactions, debit card payments, things like Visa Direct. You know, in those cases, a message is sent in real time from bank to bank. And so it appears as though the money is moving when in fact it may actually, take a couple of days to settle the funds behind the scenes. But to the customer, it appears in real time, and then there's real time posting. So are the funds posted to the customer's account in real time? And so for most banks today, with those examples I just mentioned, the banks do post it to the customer's account in real time, even though, the funds don't actually settle and get finally posted in a collected state to the customer's account until a couple of days later. Then there's also real-time settlement. Do the funds settle in real time between banks? And so today there's wire transfers, which are close to real time. Sometimes they take hours, but it's close to real time. But, when we look at the Clearinghouse real-time payment network, as well as FedNow, those truly are real time. I was talking to some folks at the Fed recently on the FedNow transactions, and they're seeing those clear from bank to bank, within seconds, you know, 3 to 4 second time frame for actually, you know, settling the funds. And then the fourth component that I think of with real-time payments is really the real-time core processing itself, and this is within the bank. And so are the funds processed by the system of record in real time within the bank? So if you look at the system of record for the checking account or savings account, you know, are the funds processed by that system in real time? Most banks today will do a memo post and then follow up with a batch file that actually does the final posting that night or in a batch. There are some newer real-time cores out there. I know FIS has some, Accenture has some, Infosys has some, there's others as well. And so, you know, those are more modern systems that actually do process payments in real time against the core systems.
Thanks, John. I think you did a great job explaining and breaking down the different types of payments. Clearly, it seems there's lots of interest and demand for faster as well as actual real-time payments. But currently, the infrastructure behind the scenes isn't all caught up to be able to process all types of transactions and settle in real time yet. I think increasingly, as more systems process transactions in real time, it'll be increasingly important, for example, the legacy core systems to be able to clear and settle in real time, because I think otherwise the lag and the complexities where the different types of payments and transactions aren't aligned in terms of the actual movement and settlement time can certainly pose some challenges, whether it's fraud or insufficient funds or things of that nature.
Yeah, I think if you look at the way that a lot of banks do it today, you know, they will, you know, they'll do like a memo post. So to the customer, it appears in real time, but it doesn't actually post against the system of record, against the core system in real time. So the bank's really kind of faking it out in terms of they're faking out this real time aspect of things. And so I think as payment products get more sophisticated, it's going to be harder and harder for banks to, you know, do that kind of memo post fake out type of real-time posting. And it's going to be harder and harder to hide some of the aspects of it from the consumer as they're dealing with real-time settlements.
Yeah, I think with the apps like Zelle or even Venmo, I know consumers in particular in recent years have become accustomed to being able to send money to friends and family or other uses in real time, even though behind the scenes, as you noted, the money might not be moved or cleared and settled in real time. So I think that just emphasizes the importance of financial institutions adopting systems that are actually able to move the funds in real time.
Yeah, and so I think in today's world, what that does is it ends up putting, you know, it imposes transaction limits. So there may be a dollar limit on how high of a Zelle transaction or, you know, a debit card transaction, you know, how much money can be spent actually in one payment or in one transaction. And so, you know, I think as we move more and more towards real-time settlement, a lot of those limits, you know, could potentially be increased because you've got more of a guarantee of the funds clearing.
Mm-hmm. That would certainly be important in terms of broadening use cases as well as creating better customer experience for the consumers and other users.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've both touched upon this already, but I need to delve a little deeper. John, I'll start with you first. But, you know, what's the real impact of real-time capabilities on legacy infrastructure?
So, you know, again, if you think about the payment flow as it goes through bank systems today, you know, if you think about the way that a bank will process an ACH, they'll get in a batch file, they'll run a big batch program to process the ACH, and then they pass it over maybe to their money movement hub. They could run it through their fraud systems. The fraud systems today are designed to, you know, expect, you know, that there's going to be a delay in settlement. And so a lot of the fraud rules are based on that. And then once it goes into the core systems are, you know, have multiple balances today for, you know, what's your memo balance, what's your available balance, what's your collected balance, what's your actual, you know, available balance on your checking account. And so those balances are updated multiple times as you run through multiple batches throughout several days as you're settling funds and clearing funds with other banks. And so if you think about a true real-time settlement, and if the funds are going to settle in real time, well, that whole payment processing up front is going to have to change. The fraud models are going to have to change. The funds availability models are going to have to change. And then that the core processing on the back end is going to have to change as well to handle a true real-time settlement.
Yeah, I think enabling your system to be able to process everything in real time with all the real time capabilities based on some of the points that you touched upon, John, it seems like it would offer a lot, or it would help improve efficiency significantly, as opposed to a financial institution having to process and update balances in batches multiple times a day over multiple days. The system would be able to do it in real time as each transaction is conducted. So certainly that would help improve efficiency overall.
And then when I look at even bill pay providers today, you know, most banks' bill pay systems have not really evolved significantly over the last 20 years. Most bank bill pay systems do not do real-time payment processing either. And so, you know, most of them still rely on batch processes and sending batch files and batch windows. And so moving to more true, you know, real-time rails, I think would enhance the bill pay experience for consumers.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I know, like, one of the top real-time payments use case for both FedNow as well as RTP is the ability for consumers to be able to make last-minute real-time bill payments. So this would significantly improve that. And I know based on Javelin's research as well as other studies, one of the aspects that consumers appreciate most about paying bills is the instant notification or the confirmation, excuse me, this is what I'm looking for, the instant confirmation from the biller that their payment has been received, which is often provided by the biller and sometimes not always available through financial institutions' bill payment service. So with real-time payments, the messaging and the finality of instant bill payment would certainly help improve the customer experience as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think banks will, you know, be able to go a certain, I think they'll be able to go into real-time payments to a certain extent without addressing some of these systems in their infrastructure, but they're not going to be able to truly give the true customer experience of, you know, real-time, full real-time funds availability every time. They're not going to be able to, you know, deal with the fraud aspects in real time. So I think there's risk involved in that. And so I think, you know, until banks really start addressing this, they're going to, you know, like I said, continue to fake out what it looks like from a real time perspective and not take advantage of all aspects of real time and real time settlement.
Given how much the space has continued and will continue to evolve, what must banks do now to adapt and compete? John, I'll start with you first.
So I think, from my perspective, the biggest thing that banks need to think about is taking more of a holistic approach of, as they look at all of their systems within the bank, you know, looking at it holistically in terms of how real time should be considered across all of these different systems against their front end, you know, payment acquisition systems, you know, whether it's a payment hub or something else, their fraud systems, their risk systems, their core systems, their bill pay systems. You know, I think they need to take a holistic approach and look at across all of those systems. Think about it in terms of a modernization program across all those systems. Definitely think about, you know, bill pay as part of that and how to integrate in with other bill pay systems, as well as thinking about the regulations, risk, and then, you know, overall, how can they continually improve and give their customers better, you know, better services with real time?
Yeah, I agree with John that financial institutions should be thinking of this as a holistic, big picture type of strategy or approach, whether they're considering implementing FedNow or RTP for real-time payments. Real-time payments isn't a standalone payment method or option. They're still going to offer it alongside their other products and services, whether it's ACH or Fedwire, as well as other solutions that they provide. So it's important to consider how real-time payments would fit in with the rest of their existing systems, and also how these legacy systems as well as others would accommodate a 24x7x365 always on operation. So those are some things that they should definitely be considering.
And as banks do this, I think software as a service providers are really key to helping to solve this. I think doing rapid implementations with software as a service providers to implement new, you know, payment hubs, new core systems, new bill pay systems is, a really, banks should see that as a real enabler as they're trying to adopt some of these systems and adopt real-time payments going forward.
Yeah, I think this is a good opportunity. I mean, not just looking at real-time payments, but just an overall opportunity for banks as well as credit unions to think about how they can update and upgrade all their infrastructure and technology to, you know, improve efficiency as well as future-proof their systems for whether it's newer real-time payment solutions that are coming out as well as other ones that are still being innovated.
The other thing that I'm concerned about is, you know, a lot of these systems today within banks, you know, the fraud systems, the payment systems, the core systems, the risk systems, they're all owned by different departments within a bank. And so I'm concerned that you know, if banks don't take a holistic approach, each one of these departments is going to have their own strategy for how to deal with real time. And so, you know, my advice would be create an overall overarching strategy for real time that takes all of the different departments and all the different systems into account, and then run it more as a program across the bank as opposed to individual department projects.
No, I think that's definitely a key, a collaboration, working together, making sure the right hand's talking to the left hand and everyone's in sync and aligned. I guess I was just thinking, like from a consumer perspective or an analogy, like what does this mean, or just a visual of how it's important for all the new technology and the existing systems to align. I was thinking with the real-time payments technology, that's like, you know, for example, having the newest device or like 5G technology with your phone, but then running on a internet system that's doesn't offer the bandwidth or the speed to actually take advantage of all the capabilities of this new technology. So certainly doing yourself a disservice, or just it's a bit unfortunate to not be able to take advantage of all the capabilities that are available with the newer technology. So it's really important to make sure that the other components are also updated so that all the functionalities can be used.
Yeah, I think that's a great analogy. Yeah.
Thank you both. Interested in learning more about the impact of real-time payment capabilities on banking operations and what banks need to do now to adapt? Download Bill Go's ebook, The Time Is Now to Understand Real-Time Payments, featured in the article below. Thank you so much to both John and Elisa for sharing your insights and perspective, and thanks to everyone for tuning in today. Be sure to subscribe and stay updated on the latest Payments Journal episodes, and don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and colleagues.